Okay, we're at the top of one, the bottom, it's 190, top of page, Nun Beis, we're on the top of the page. Okay, last week we went really into a discussion, I mean, to an introduction to what the Alter Rebbe is explaining over here, that the Malachim, the Alter Rebbe in the previous chapter is explaining the difference between, well, there are differences, but what he's talking about over here is the difference between people and animals. Is animals are instinctive, works with emotions, and people's uniqueness is they're supposed to be at least working with seichel. Okay? And therefore he said that when you have the kavana of the mitzvah, when you have the love of Hashem, which is stimulated through intellectual stimulation, that's called medaber, that's the human level. When you do love of Hashem only instinctively, without intellectual awakening, that is called chai, the animal. Okay? And then the Alter Rebbe continues in Perek Lamed Tes, that's why the angels are called chayas HaKadosh. Why are the malachim, angels, called chayas HaKadosh? So he's explaining, because the angels don't have seichel of elokus that only a person has. So their love of Hashem is inborn, instinctive, natural within them, and therefore it's not what they accomplish with their intellect, it's instinctive, and therefore they're called Chayis HaKadosh. Then the Alter Rebbe started explaining, this is what we're in the middle of now, that's why Neshamis are in the world of Bria, and Malachim are in the world of Yetzira. Okay, and the Alter Rebbe started explaining this, we're in the middle of the explanation of last week. Yud, of Hashem's name, right? Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Yud is Chachma. The Hey is Bina. Okay? Chachma, again, is the initial brainstorm that you get when you get a flash of an idea. There's no understanding yet. Bina is when you understand it. Vav is the six emotional attributes, love, fear, glory, sovereignty, and all that. And the last Hey, the fourth letter of Hashem's name, is the level of Malchus, sovereignty. Okay? Which actually refers to action, Kabbalah's oil. Acceptance of the yoke, acceptance of the yoke of Hashem. Last week we discussed that the four letters of Hashem's name, which correspond with Chochma, Bina, the six Midas, and action, correspond with the four worlds. The highest world is Atzilus, is the letter Yud, Chochma. The next world, the Bria, is Hey, which is Bina, understanding. Yetzira is the Vav, which is the Midas. And the last Hey, Asiya, which means action, is the level of the last Hey of Hashem's name, which refers to Malchus, which means acceptance of the yoke, action.
Just for interest's sake, what happened to Das?
To answer you Kabbalistically.
So I'll really understand it.
Yeah. It says when Das is counted, Teferis isn't. When Teferis is counted, Das isn't. Which means, now that you ask the question, we will go to Chassidus 101. Okay? Chochma and Bina. Intellect is comprised of three levels. The reason I'm spending time on it is not only because you asked the question, because it's very important to have this in the general understanding of major Hasidic concepts. Intellect, officially, is Chabad. Chochma, Bina, Das. Okay? The intellectual aspect itself is only Chochma and Bina. Das is something completely different. What is Das? Chochma means, like we learned, you get a brainstorm, a flash of an idea, a spark. You never get a brainstorm, I got a flash, like a light bulb goes off in your head. Okay? There is no understanding, you don't even know what it is yet. It's not tangible. That is Chochma. And therefore, Chochma is two words. Koach ma. If you change the first ches and chof around, Koach ma means a power of nothingness. Okay? That's why Yud, like we discussed, is the letter, Chochma is the letter Yud. What's a Yud? A dot. Right? The Yud is basically a dot. That represents the level of Chochma, because Chochma means Koach ma, a power of nothingness. Okay? So when you get, how does Seichel, intellect begin? You get a flash, and then you broaden it by understanding it, which is called Bina. Okay, and therefore last week we discussed, Chochmah is the male, because the male gives a drop, a tipa, of seed. The woman takes it, 9 months broadens it, length and width. That's the level of Bina. Bina is when you take that spark of brainstorm, and you elaborate on it. That is intellect. What is Das? Das actually means, as Alter Rebbe says at the end of the third parak of Tanya, Das is from the word Va'adam Yoda Eschava, binding and becoming one with. Okay, if you look in Chumash, when Adam had relations with Chava, it says, Ha'adam Yoda Eschava. In English, the English, Adam knew Chava. Okay, it doesn't mean he knew her. There was intimacy, right? They became one. Das is binding and feeling. To translate it into simple language, you can know something's wrong, but you don't necessarily feel it's wrong. Das is the feeling of the knowledge. Okay? You could be brilliant. Chochmah and Bina, you could be brilliant. But if you're not bound to it, you're not one with the knowledge, it's only objective really, rather than subjective, because you don't feel it, then the intellect is there, but you're not going to give birth to everlasting feelings of love and fear to what you know. So Das is not so much an advantage in the intellectual state, it's more of a binding yourself to the thing that you learn.
So it's when the Chachma and the Bina affect the Midos.
Right. Therefore, Chachma and Bina is called the father and the mother, because intellect stimulates feelings. When you understand the greatness of something, you love them or fear them. It creates a love and a fear. But if you want to create a permanent love and the fear, you need not only to know it and understand it, I mean to understand it, you also need to feel it. And that's what Das really is. So many times, especially when the attribute of Teferes is counted in the Midas, Das is not counted. Because in the Kabbalah picture, okay, there's right, left, center, right, left, center. In fact, Chochma Bina Das, Chesed Gvura Teferes, Netzach Hayd Yesed. Okay, in the Kabbalah picture, you have Chochma on the right side, you have Chochma, then Chesed, and Netzach. Because that's Kava Yamin, that's the right side, which is that really of all of kindness. Then you have the left side, which is more Gvura. Okay? And then you have the middle. Why is a person called created in the image of God? Adam b'tzalmei b'tzalmei, right? B'tzalem Malakim. Why is a person at large, the Torah says that God said, Nasa Adam b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu, let us make a person in our image and our form. What does it mean that a person is in the image and form of Hashem? What does that mean? So Kabbalah explains, amongst the many explanations, Kabbalah explains that just like in Hashem, there's the right side, the left side, the middle side. And intellect is higher than Midas. Right? Seichel is higher than Midas. in the spheres, the person is created in the same way. The head is on top of the heart. By animals, right? Animals that go on four, the head and the heart are on the same level, because they're not in the image and form of Hashem. A person who is created in the image of Hashem is like this. Number one, intellect is higher than emotions. Secondly, the person's body is right, left, center, right, left, center. You have a right hand, left hand, stomach, right foot. You understand? There's right, left, and center. Okay? That's all created in the image of God. So it says, all the right sides are connected, all the left sides are connected, and all the middle ones are connected. So Tiferes and Das is really more or less the same aspect. So therefore, Kabbalah says, when Das is counted, Tiferes isn't. When Tiferes is, Das is not counted. But it's not missing, because Das is the feeling of the Yud and the Hey. Understand? Because it's not a separate intellectual thing. Chokhmah and Bina is the intellect. You want the intellect to remain. If you feel it, then you don't forget it. Something which is important to you, you don't forget. Like when somebody insults you, you never forget it. Why? Because something that touches you, that you feel, you don't forget. So, anyway, coming back here. So, okay, answered your question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you have the four worlds. Is Atzilus, it says in Kabbalah like this, what shines in the world of Atzilus? The first letter of Hashem's name, Yud. Okay? Because Yud is Chochmah. What is Chochmah? Complete nullification. Koyachma. It's a dot. There's no depth or length. There's nothing there yet. Okay? Atzilus is a world of complete subjugation and nullification and bittul to Hashem. That's why, what is the name of the world? Atzilus comes from the word Eitzel, near. Atzilus is a world that feels godliness. Therefore, what level of godliness reveals itself, so to speak, from God's name, the Yud, is revealed in Atzilus. What is in the world of Bria? Bria means creation, which means something out of nothing. It's not bittul, complete bittul anymore. It already feels itself as a separate entity. That's the level of Bina. Because when you understand something, there's your brain working. Unlike Chochmah, which is total nullification, ma, nothingness, Bina already has a depth and a length to it and a feeling. You understand it. Bina, therefore, says in Kabbalah, the Hey of Hashem's name shines in the world of Bria. Therefore, what is revealed in the world of Bria? Intellect. Intellect of God. Therefore, neshamas that we learned have this intellectual understanding of God. Where do they live? In the world of Bria. The next world, Yetzira, which is already taking a form, but over there is revealed the Vav of Hashem's name, the emotions, the six midas of Hashem's name. That is the world of angels. Because angels, like we said, are not intellectual, they're emotional, instinctive, natural. That's the world of Yetzira. So therefore, one second, so therefore, Al Tebbe is explaining that neshamas, because they're connected to the intellectual level, their dwelling place, Gan Eden, is in Bria. Because Bria is the level of intellect, the level of Bina. Malachim, most Malachim, exist in the world of Yetzira. Because Yetzira refers to Midas and emotions which are not dictated by intellect, it's dictated by instinct. And that's what an angel is. An angel is good, not intellectually, an angel is good instinctively. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is saying, neshamas are higher than malachim. They are in the world of Bria, they are in the world of Yetzira, and they live happily ever after. Now what do you want?
These are neshamas that are going to come down to this world, or just stop neshamas?
Where are neshamas now? In Gan Eden.
Well, there's some that are here, right?
Yeah, and not yeah, you're right. But I'm talking about the here neshamas.
Yeah.
Where's the home? When they go home, where do they go?
Go to Gan Eden.
Like where's Gan Eden? Gan Eden is the world of Bria.
Ah.
So now you know when you write a letter to neshama, write the address Bria.
So what's a Tzilus again? What's in a Tzilus? Atzilus
is the 10 spheres which are completely subjugated and bottled to Hashem. Neshamas come, as Alter Rebbe says in the second parak of Tanya, neshamas, which are a part of God, chelak alaka mimal, they are originating in Atzilus, but they don't live there. They live in Bria, Gan Eden.
Neshamas that are there now, all neshamas that were down here at one time, correct?
No. There might be some new ones. Hashem recycles a lot of them, but sometimes he sells new ones too. Okay. Okay, let's see the second line from page and base. Like it says in Tikkun Yisrael Neitchayim, the Shis Sviren, the six Sviras, you know, Chesed Gvur, the Vav, Mekanin and B'Yitzira shine in the world of Yitzira. Lachain, Zaysi Avedas HaMalachim, that is the Aved of Malachim, Tomid Yayim of Alayla, constantly day and night, La Yishkutu Lame, they will not rest, and they will not quiet down, from standing with fear and awe of Hashem. And he says, what does this mean? Machna Gavriel on the left, Machna Michal, which is Av on the right. Because the three main Malachim, Michal, Gavriel, and Raphael, right? Michal, if you daven Ne'ilah and you pay attention to what you're saying, I know everybody's hungry at that time, but it says, Michal mi min Mahalel. Michal is the Malach of Chesed of Ava, so Michal is on the right. Gavriel is Gvura, it's on the left. Raphael is in the middle. And that's it. These Malachim have Hashem's name to them. Michal, Gavriel, and Raphael. So Michal is on the right, Gavriel is on the left, and Michal is in the middle. And Raphael is in the middle. That's in the world of Yetzirah. Avo be'elam Abriya, but in the world of Bria, Bria, on the other hand, is the intellectual world of godliness, which is the source of midas, because intellect, as we know, the person's midas, the person's feelings, are based on the intellect. Kids have love and fear of baby things, and adults have big baby things. But it changes what the kids' emotions of love and fear to the adults, because it's based on seichel. Because the seichel is makar amidas, the source, the aim v'sheirish lehem, and the mother, and the source of the midas. That's the world of Bria. The midas are the world of Yetzira. Okay, the isa b'tikun, like the Tikkun HaSeir says, Eima ilah, bin of above, mekanala betlas firin b'kosaya, shine in the three spheres of Bria. Kursai is the world of Bria because it means a chair. Shu'elam Abriya, which is the world of Bria. So intellect is in the world of Bria. Midas are in the world of Yetzira. Therefore, Madar Anishamas at Tzadikim. Therefore, Bria, which is Gan Eden, by the way, is the dwelling place of the Nishamas of Tzadikim. Evdei Hashem betchilu urechimu. Serving Hashem with love and fear and love, hanim sheches, which comes min abina v'adas gedulos ein sof baruch hu, from the meditation into greatness of Hashem. So, in other words, bria is where the intellect of Hashem shines. So that is the dwelling place of tzaddikim that serve Hashem with their intellect, which stimulates their feelings. Malachim don't have that intellectual level. They only have the emotional, instinctive level. So they are in the world of Yetzirah, which is a lower level. Sha'ava zu, this ava is called Ru'usa deliba, the feeling of the heart. Umeirusa deliba, and from the feeling of the heart, Nasa levush l'neshama ba'elam abriya, comes a garment for the world of Bria, which is called Gan Eden Ho'elyin Kedelakam, the higher level of Gan Eden. Because in Chazal, and especially in Kabbalah, it says there's higher Gan Eden and there's lower Gan Eden. Higher Gan Eden is the world of Bria, lower Gan Eden is the world of Yetzirah. The Rebbe explains over here, why is Al Rebbe talking about Malachim and why is he talking about all this? What does it have to do with us? So the Rebbe explains, because Al Rebbe is explaining how easy it is, when a person understands this, to realize how important it is to serve Hashem, and they will serve Hashem much better, because they can understand what they're accomplishing. In other words, if a human being works only instinctively, they are not only an animal, they are worse than an animal. Because an animal is programmed to work with instinct. A person has the ability to work with intellect. When a person acts like an animal, meaning they only govern themselves based on instinct rather than intellect, so because they're supposed to be better than an animal, and they act like an animal, they're even worse than an animal. Because an animal doesn't know better, and a person has the ability to do better.
When you say instinct, you mean timeless?
No.
What does it mean?
Because not intellectually.
Sometimes instinct is good.
Intuition is good.
Okay, if I'm out in a dark alley and I instinctually feel someone's behind me, that's a good thing, that it is protecting me.
We're not talking about that intuition,
yeah,
or instinct. We're talking about whether we do things. I'll give you an example. Animals eat and drink, okay, instinctively.
Mm-hmm.
A person should not eat and drink instinctively, like we learned in Halacha. A person should eat and drink intellectually to understand the purpose of eating, why we're eating, and therefore what we're eating, and that whole system. That is not an instinctive eating.
You're saying you shouldn't be an automatic pilot?
Correct.
Okay.
A Jew should not be an automatic pilot in most things. In many things, the Rebbe Rashab once did something, like a custom or something, and somebody asked him, like, what's the source? So the Rebbe Rashab answered them the following. Right now I don't remember it. Later, by the way, he found the source again. He said like this, right now I don't remember it, but, one minute, but I know one thing, that since I'm bar mitzvah, I worked with my body, that it does instinctively everything right. And therefore, if I'm doing this, there's a source for it. Later he found the source, okay? But that doesn't mean that we remain instinctively. A person has to grow. Okay? Spiritually, and emotionally, and intellectually. You can have a very smart kid in second grade, but if the kid stays that way in eighth grade, something's wrong. Right? Because they're supposed to be growing. Animals don't grow in their instinct. They don't. What they do from the time they're born until they die. There's no change in the instinct. People are supposed to change based on intellectual understanding. When you intellectually grow, you mature, you're supposed to change your instinctive things to become in a higher level. In other words, the need to eat is different, and the need to sleep is different, and the need to do everything else is different. That's called the intellectual stimulation of the feelings. What you love, what you fear, and not only what you love and what you fear. A person could love and fear Hashem, right? But a tzaddik could be on a high level of fearing and loving Hashem, but a tzaddik cannot stay on that level. A tzaddik has to reach an intellectual stimulation that creates a deeper love and a deeper fear of Hashem. And then when they reach that level, they have to grow to even a higher level. That's why status quo is really anti-Torah. In holiness, I'm saying. Status quo in Yiddishkeit is, if you want to be really truthful about it, is anti-Torah. Because Torah says you have to grow. What?
So, I think you said that six things are good, though, that it was being sure of. But what is good?
No, what the Alter Rebbe is going to explain later, that even if you can't stimulate your intellect to serve Hashem, to create open love and fear of Hashem, nevertheless, he's going to explain later in this parak, the fact that every Jew has an neshama instinctively, and it's there, it's hidden, right? Serving Hashem with that is also good. That's not the ideal situation. The ideal situation is to serve Hashem intellectually in a way that you grow emotionally and all that, but you have a pintaliyid, you have the essence of the neshama is in the person. The person needs to reveal it. Not every Jew, by the way, is able to intellectually stimulate their feelings of love and fear of God. Not everybody is able to do that. But every Jew has the ability to reveal the natural, instinctive, existent neshama that exists within them. That every Jew has the ability to do. But the person has to strive to reach a higher level than the natural instinctive level. In a practical sense, many people will tell you, I'm a Jew at heart. You always meet Jews, I'm a Jew at heart. Yeah? That's a very nice thing to be a Jew at heart. But I don't think a spouse should tell their spouse, I love you only in my heart. And ain't going anywhere else. It's not going to work too well. Why isn't that enough to say, listen, spouse, I'm saying spouse because it works both ways. Spouse, I love you with all my heart. But that's where it starts and that's where it ends. You need to reveal it. But it has to be nourished and cultivated and revealed into thought, speech, and action. So therefore, the ultimate is that the Jew has to reveal it. But even without it, Dalton Rebbe says you can serve Hashem properly.